Parvati said that, "My Lord, you are giving pure love for Krishna to everyone without considering who is qualified, who is unqualified. Whole world gets delivered by your transcendental mercy. This is your quality of unlimited compassion. I am known by the devotees as Maya. I bring the living entities out of your devotional service and keep them into ignorance, in ignorance. And the devotees, they always criticize me, saying, Krishna surja sama maya hoyandokar jaha krishna taha maya nahi adhikar. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no maya. That means eternally I am cursed to not be present before you, to not have your mercy. While everyone is getting the mercy, I won't get. Is this my misfortune, never to get pure love for Krishna, never to get pure devotion at your lotus feet? When will I understand what is the highest mercy, the highest love in pure devotion? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then she took the dust from his feet and put it on her head. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear mother Parvati, you should know that you are the expansion of the Yogamaya. You are ultimately the expansion of Srimati Radharani. You are necessary for me to enjoy my pastimes in this material world. You are the expansion of Srimati Radharani. You are external energy. So that here in the holy Dham, you are Protamaya. Protamaya means that here and in Vrindavan, you are Purnamasi. You arrange the devotional service and moods of the devotees and protect the Dham from the Maya intruders. So in this way he blessed her that she could understand at that moment her non-difference from Srimati Radharani, how she was the external energy, and she could understand her connection, and she came into the mood of pure devotional service, appreciation and love for Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She became overwhelmed with ecstatic symptoms. And there she resides. Lord Chaitanya informed her as Protamaya, and Lord Shiva has come as Vritha Shiv in Navadvip Dham. And she keeps those who have not accepted the relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she keeps them in ignorance. And those who have surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who have accepted their eternal relationship as his devotee, she increases their transcendental humor for the Lord. So Mahamaya, she's a great devotee, but she's very efficient, and her duty, especially outside the Dham, is very single-pointed, you see. That is to bring the living entity under her control. So that means that whether we are brahmachari or grihastha, we have to be careful about coming fully under the control of Mahamaya. The brahmachari should completely avoid discussion in a solitary place with women,